Experience worship. True worship. Experience the Word, bringing you wholeness. Experience the warmth of fellowship. Experience wholeness at Lighthouse. Join us every Sunday and Wednesday at the Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. Visit our website at www.lighthouseng.org or contact us at info@lighthouseng.org. The Lighthouse, lighting your pathway to destiny.
This morning. Thank you. You're welcome, sir.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. Amen. You people love Jesus. Hallelujah. You are good. You are kind. I have never seen your time.
I'm devoted to your praise. Forever to your name.
You are good.
You are good.
You are kind.
I have never seen your kind. I'm devoted to your praise.
And forever to
you alone. Sharing something very simple this morning. Now, I understand Family Life Conference this morning, I'm speaking principally to singles, but what I try to do with every teaching is that the Word of God is relevant to all. Praise God. All right. If you're married here, you would enter some evaluation. All right. God does not bring condemnation by any means. Okay. But the good thing about the Word of God when it comes to the single is that it can make the married evaluate their foundations and correct certain things. And now, God never leaves anybody stranded. Revelation cannot come to you at any point where you are helpless about it. It will make God an unjust God. Because the help he brings to us is the help that improves us and not destroys us or takes away from us in terms of our esteem or what we can do. So as I speak to the singles principally this morning, it will be relevant to all of us. Do we have slides? Praise God. Help me now. You see, I'm not even with notes. Otherwise, I will just continue in the spirit. So have you got slides for me? Good. Singleness and relationship. Now, the truth is, when pastor asks me, I said yes to bind myself. Praise God. I don't used to do these things. All right? So as they are putting it there, just be listening to me. Leave those people. It will just guide me. And the reason I said yes to you was because of time. I wanted to make sure. Because by the grace of God, teachers like myself can teach for 4 hours and we're just starting. Praise God. Do you understand what I'm saying? But people have to go home and eat. Praise God. If you are single in the house, say praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. See, on this mic is single. He wants to cut my flow. If you are single, say praise the Lord. If you are single and ready to marry, say praise the Lord. If you are single and ready to marry, say praise the Lord. If you are a single brother here, you are not in a relationship and you are old enough, stand up in Jesus' name. Stand up. Stand up. Not in any relationship. Pastor, all your people are in relationship. I see one, two, yes. One by one, begin to rise. Three, yes. Glory to God. Glory to God. This is how we know the people that have relationships that have not declared it. Pastor, anybody not standing needs to come and see you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Keep standing. Wait. If you are a single beautiful lady and you're not in a relationship, please stand up. No, the men remain standing. Ladies, join them. Single beautiful lady, not in relationship, stand up. Glory to God. We see. Glory to God. Keep standing. Glory to God. Glory to God forever. God is using me. I've not started teaching. You are letting my time count. Here's the deal. Please keep standing. If you don't desire to be married in the next 1 year, sit down. If you are standing and you don't desire to be married in the next 1 year, sit down. Now, church, close your eyes. Father, I ask in the name of Jesus, cause divine orchestrations to happen. Bring clarity where clarity is required. Bring courage where courage is required. Bring finances where finances are required. Cause a miracle to happen. Do the things we cannot do for ourselves. And enable us to take the steps we must take. By this time next year, by the move of your spirit, let's testify that these prayers we prayed today have come to manifestation. We give you praise in Jesus' name. I count it down, congratulations. Praise God. We can go to the slides now. All right, singleness and relationships. Man is a relationship being. Relationship produced you. Relationship nurtured you. You started by relationship. You run on relationships. You would need relationships. Always need relationships. So I'm going to be speaking through a few things today. Genesis 2:15 to 17 will give us perspective into some of those. Those are targets we would meet in the process of this conversation. All right, God has never created a married person. Never. God creates single people. Single people make marriages happen according to the will of the Lord. All right, so I'll just read through this, then I'll go into scripture. We're all created single to enable God to deploy instruction, training, and equipment. Now, I tell people that marriages fail before people marry because of the kind of instructions they have received. Praise God. That's why people like me were a risk. People didn't like me. Parents separated at 8, divorced at 10. From a properly broken home. You know, some of you are not from properly broken home. Your parents are just quarreling. I've had 4 mothers. You get what I'm saying? So when I met Julia, I said to Julia, you know what? We need to start this journey. And the journey we would start here, thank you very much. The journey we would start here is not a journey that I have precedent for. So you are my one chance and I don't want to blow it. Praise God. You get what I'm saying? But there's something that I needed to pay attention to at that time. Instruction, training, and equipping. That's why people are marrying beautiful disaster. It's not fineness. Have you seen person with fine wife but can't sleep? Prefer to stay in the office because civil war is at home. Praise God. God doesn't want to give you, God doesn't give us gifts that are corrupted. He gives us the best. Do you get what I mean? So there is a curriculum for every single to navigate this phase. It's just like, I went to school to study law. I spent 5 years in university, top it up with 1 year of strike, 6 years. But there's a curriculum. You couldn't graduate from one class to the other. So what happens is we have a lot of people who are old enough to be married but not trained enough to stay in marriage. So the problem is age got them there with an empty head. Do you get what I'm saying? God has a curriculum. In fact, one of the places you catch people is you realize that not a lot of single people have the right reasons for wanting to get married. That's the first problem. So when I speak to people, I see how much stuff they have and how much they're holding on their inside. All right? So we're never meant to graduate to the marriage season if we do not complete the lessons and pass the tests and examinations. Marriages fail before single people marry. It is a wiring that they take into the marriage, okay, into it to manifest who they were shaped to be. Now let's go to scripture. Genesis 2 from verse 15. I'll speak through scripture, then we'll go to the next slide. No, scripture now, before the next slide. Genesis 2 from verse 15 to 17. Praise God. And the Lord God took the man. Somebody say took. The Lord God took the man. There are a lot of men today who are not takeable. Can God take you? So you have, that's why in some of my teachings I've explained that some ladies are dating men that God is struggling to keep single. Because God can't take him. God doesn't like girls like men do. But why are girls crying more in church? Because we are stiff as men. Untakeable. Oh, you think when the Holy Spirit is moving, the Holy Spirit is afraid of touching men? Or is there calculating his Lagos rent? But the lady is going, Lord, I want you. God is touching man. You know what Fashola has done to us? Before Samuel and whoever. And the Lord God took the man. That's part of the training he's given him. A man who is not takeable by God is a monster. The office of husband is too powerful for an untakeable person. That's why I tell people. When people come to me for counseling, I say, do you want a faithful man or a smart man? Because a man can be unfaithful for 20 years and not be caught. We have left the realm of catching. It's who can take him. The average modern couple is wired for distance to happen naturally. Praise God, hallelujah, hallelujah. And the Lord God took the man and put him in the garden. God placed him. In a jackpot generation, why are you going where you are going to? Who placed him? See, some girls are dating men that God intended to stay in Lagos. They are going to Canada. It's Lagos. Let me be speaking small, small before they close the airport. And put him. When a man approaches you, ask him, who placed you where you are? Sir, me, I will not lie for you. Let me just say the truth. If I want to blow and focus on money, this ministry is a distraction to my practice. I was somewhere teaching. We had to drive. I don't want to call the name of the particular place so that if the people watch this video, they'll not say, it's them I'm talking about. We had to drive. It was 3 days teaching. They were milking everything out. It was family life conference. It was Julia and I that were the speaker. 4 days of teaching. I was teaching. My phone was with my wife. My wife, when I start teaching, just forget. If you like, give her a phone. That phone is dead. You know, one of my colleagues was calling me. There was a deal for me. All he needed was my firm account number. He called and called. When I was done with series of teachings, I came and I looked at my phone. I called him back. How far? He said, well, he had to pass the deal to somebody else. You were needed money that period. What did you just say? You did what? I went back. I was done with the ministration. Okay, now, we just travel and do the work of the Lord. We don't charge anybody for going anywhere. So we're done. We received an offering from them. We thanked them. Now, the vehicle we arranged that took us to and fro because it was a travel, we didn't want to be on the road ourselves and all of that. The love gift they gave us paid his fee. And I got back to Abuja. Hello. Hello. Opportunity does not lead us. Where there's more money does not lead us. That's the lowest level of living as a child of God. So if your job is just because it's the one that pays better. And let me say this, ladies, praise God, if the highest bidder can afford you, you are too cheap. I know it's brothers that are still rising in finances that will make me say that again. You will make it, my brother. But my dear sister, if the highest bidder can afford you, you are too cheap. Because you will sell your destiny for money. And the Lord God took him and put him in the garden. How can you create? He's got the whole world. How can you create the whole world and limit me to a garden? How can you put such restraint on me? Oh, just like I was answering a woman yesterday. I told you I'll try to make it for married people to enjoy our time too. I was answering a woman and she was so honest. So honest. Sexual incompatibility. She was so honest. They do before she married. And the husband is trying to make her remember her ex. The man is no adventure. She talked about toys or no toys. I laughed. I said, you don't realize something. The Bible teaches sexual restraint more than sexual expression. Because you need restraint more than expression. I only have one legal place to express. But without restraint, my God. Millions of women everywhere. Everywhere you go. You enter airports, breast. You enter mall, bum, everywhere. Breast. The number of thigh I've seen in my life. Thigh, fair, black, raw food, smooth, everything. Bumps, mountains. My God. I came down from plane, restraint. You have a bigger lesson in restraint than expression. Jesus Christ. And put him in the garden to tend and to guard and to keep it. Next verse. And the Lord God commanded the man. He gave him a command. Consequences did not come with the law. Consequences existed before the law. Because sometimes when I teach, these people who teach grace just are attacking me. It's not, law of Moses had not been given. This was God speaking to original man without sin, commanding him. There was no law here. This man had not sinned. And he was still receiving a command. Your liberty in Christ is as valuable as your capacity to restrain your liberty. That's why Paul said, you are giving me free hand, but I'm a bond servant. I bind myself to you. The quality of the spouse you marry is as intense as his capacity to be restrained by God. There are too many free Christians who can do what they want to do. That's why people wake up 3 weeks later, actually I'm no longer feeling. Feeling what? Did we start this journey by feeling or by command? I will give account of what I do to Julia. God is personally interested. He's both my father and my father-in-law. God has two seats in my life when it comes to my marriage. He has a fatherly seat, he has a father-in-law seat. Depending on what he wants to address. Praise God. Have you not been in a position where your father said come, and the come means many things? There's a come that means run. Don't approach, run. saying you may freely eat of every tree of the garden. This takes me to 1 Timothy. Don't go there, just stay here. After he talked about covetousness and contentment, he said he gives us all things freely to enjoy. His restraint is not to destroy. His commandments are not grievous. They are for my good. I don't love me enough. God loves me better. I can't choose a better life than God can give me. Next verse. He commanded him, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and blessing, okay? But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil and blessing and calamity, you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat of it, you surely die. So God gave him a command, made him understand consequences before he did the next thing. There are too many people in this generation who don't even know the meaning of the wedding vows they take. People are struggling to have Saturday, but they're not struggling to have a life. Saturdays are for wedding. Every day is for living. They are done with wedding. That's why some people, you know, one of the commonest emotions people feel after wedding is confusion. I have finished the wedding, what next? I will never forget. We had a misunderstanding very early in marriage. My wife started crying. Maybe I've not been married before. I said, me too. I didn't come with the experience. Two of us are learning. You do not lie. People just be wondering, is he comedian or is he a preacher? Next verse. He commanded him, showed him the consequences of, you know, going against the command. Then he did verse 18. Now the Lord God said, it is not good, sufficient, satisfactory that the man should be alone. I'll make him a helper, meet, that's suitable, adaptable, complementary for him. I meet a lot of people because of our ministry who are agitated by my biological clock. Adam did not choose when to marry. God chose for him. God said, now is not good. Some people are disturbing God when God is still trying to keep them in class. Because some problems they are carrying on their head, God knows that if he gives them marriage, God is behind some things we call delay. He's saying, wait first. You just kill woman. The anger that you collected from your forebears that is locked up on your inside, I've been using church, and you have not realized you have changed 7 departments in 8 years. It's because of that anger. I'm using my body to testosterone you, not to carry woman. Oh God, I was counseling a couple. Real life story. I asked them if they understand the nature of anger. They were in the anger. I was just looking at them. You know, when you're listening to somebody, should I tell them? Nobody will shake your balance like the person you married. Guess what? As time went on, months into the wedding, something happened. They did manifestation of anger. The woman called me. In my heart, I was laughing on the phone. I was pretending to be serious. In my heart, I was like, I thought people don't know her anger. I can't remember when last I felt angry. Shut up! Anger will show you. What the way have you? You know, some of you have been playing safe. Very, very safe. Everywhere you go, you know, like in your department, you don't talk too much. You just keep it low. Just keep it simple. You are evading what must happen. Somebody will lie next to you. I'm telling you, a lot of people wake up and look at the person they marry. How did we end up here? What am I doing with you? One day, sir, I'm not kidding. I came home from office. I was at the door, I rang the bell. My mind said, run! And I'll tell you why my mind said, run. Wait, there's a wife and 3 children behind this door? On your head? Run! I said, I'm not running. I'm not running. So, you know, that's why single people want to marry. Married people want to be free more. Baby, where are you? Where are you not? Are you in the office? Are you coming soon? What will you eat? What will you not? Can't I breathe? Can't I breathe? Married women, the house, praise the Lord. Sometimes it's approaching you in the night for fellowship, and I just like, no, not tonight, not tonight. Headache, 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 headache. Why is God taking a lot of time to prepare and to announce that it's time? Because he knows the walk ahead. If you don't perceive marriage for the work it is, it will disappoint you. That's why a lot of people enter with so much fantasy. It's not on the script, but go to 1 Corinthians chapter 7, Message Translation, just to put context to what I just said. Then we'll come back here and continue with our slides. Hey, I'm not disadvertising marriage. I'm preparing to be ready for it. 1 Corinthians chapter 7. If the person giving me scripture takes 1 minute, you will add it back. Now, getting down to the question you asked in your letter to me, first, it's a good thing to have sexual relations. Absolutely good. Very, very good. Sweet. All right? Certainly, but only within a certain context, it's good for a man to have a wife. A. No side chick is involved here. And for a woman to have a husband. Sexual drives are strong, but marriage is strong enough to contain them and provide for a balanced and fulfilling sexual life. Say, marriage is a container. Say, marriage is a container. And it can contain every sexual urge if it's not abnormal. Now, let's. The marriage bed must be a place of mutuality, the husband seeking to satisfy his wife. What he's looking for there is very clear. So the question you ask yourself is, how many times have married men had sex biblically or lustically? It's not the marriage and the sex session. The marriage bed must be a place of mutuality. In fact, this is where I got the title of my sex book, Mutual, coming from. The marriage bed must be a place of mutuality. The husband seeking to satisfy his wife, the wife seeking to satisfy her husband. What they are seeking is very clear. Let's go on. This is not even the emphasis of what I'm looking for. Five. 1 minute added. Abstaining from sex is permissible. What are you people doing like this? Okay, four, please. Four was not complete. There's something I'm looking for that's not yet. Marriage is not a place to stand up for your rights. Marriage is a decision to serve the order, whether in bed or out. This is where I was targeting. This is what it is. Now, in an institution that is highly emotional or involves a lot of emotion, you must be trained to understand taking decisions in spite of emotion. And that's why I say to people, when you have conversations, for instance, on emotional intelligence, is one of the most difficult things to explain, because emotion and intelligence don't go together. They don't. Feelings and logic. You know, that's why sometimes I'm sitting with people, say I single people who just got married, and they are talking rubbish, and I'm like, you don't understand what I'm saying. Like, you just feel like leaving marriage, so you want to leave. You are going nowhere. I will buy big padlock and lock the door. You will sit down there. Because when the thing was on, and single people have this habit, they'll come to you. We're all single, so I'm not attacking you, but I was single too. You know, oh my God, man of God, you won't understand. But later, you'll not come back for me to understand what I did not understand in the first place. I refuse to understand. Because when I was trying to make you to understand, oh my God, man of God, oh my God, the first time I saw him, hey. Oh, shit. See ya. Anyway, there's nothing like love at first sight. It's just attraction. You don't love a thing that you don't know. And when you know the thing, now you go know. Let's go. Let's go back to Genesis 1, Genesis 2:18. Ooh, and the Lord God said, "Yeah, I like this translation. It is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him a helper comparable to him." Who said? Who said? Was it Adam that said, "Lord, this year will not pass me by. My God." Who said? Who initiated the conversation? No, the single people are not answering because it doesn't go with their flow. Who said? okay, let me say this. Oh my God, close your eyes. You can be having congee, but it's not time. My God. Congee can be holding you, but it's not time. In fact, I believe that God has a way of intensifying the congee so that you can learn the restraint in a generation that gives expression. Praise God. All the brothers in the house, praise God. You know, when you were about 10, 11, you just wake up, God is checking the equipment. You didn't see a woman, you didn't see anything. You just realized it. You just, what are you saying? God is saying, yes. Are you okay? Okay. Now that you're okay, let's see what you do with it. You just tell Angel Paul, increase the blood rush. increase. I'll never forget, I was a university student in ABU. I got on the bus. A lady's body just brushed me. My God, embarrassment. I reached my bus stop. I couldn't come down. I thought then that Marie's spirit is small. I thought I was in trouble for life. Like, so I will never be able to stand a woman. Like, in the bus, you get to your bus stop, and you are, my God, he can't come down. Or you see a guy in the bus stop walking like this. What is he trying to bring? He's trying to bring restraint. Because he knows you go for masters and leave your wife at home. He knows you go for course. Just 2 weeks. I was surprised. I got to NYSC camp. Never slept with a woman. Then a lady was educating me that these 2 weeks is the hardest 2 weeks of her life. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Oh, then it made sense to me when they began to catch them in the bush. Oh, the Bible says I should master all things and let nothing master me. Marriage is a journey of mastery. Because the things that will come against you are things that if you don't learn to master, hey, you see men beat women who have never taught a woman in their life. Why? They did not deal with something that should have been checked. Let me be honest with you. If you're single here, go home today and assess your situation. All the boat drivers you have fought with, you have not started. Somebody you met, you don't even remember their last name. You have fought, you have quarreled, you have kept malice. 30 minutes of journey. Then these 12 years of marriage, mommy, it looks to me like we're just, it's like 2 days. I'm still so young. I see long life ahead of me. I don't see. So when the malice is tempting me, I just realize the journey is too long for this malice. Break it. Go and reconcile. Let's have peace. One day I just told Julia, I say, oh, you know, the Bible says that God counted us worthy to put us into the ministry. I say, my God, this ministry is a type of punishment. Because the way I would have responded to you right now, but when I remember who I am, my God. Some people are now looking at me. This preacher has never been born again. It's your own. Oh. You think I want to join the people that will be lying to you? They'll be walking like they don't use toilets. No, me, I'm real. I'm a human being. I fought for my wife, and it smells. You know what I'm saying? You're in a relationship. You have not farted for each other. You're joking. Fart. Boom. I never forget. Julia was serving in Akure. I was in law school. So no, I was to go to the law school. I lied to my dad. I went to visit woman. My father, woman. Hey, should I give them this secret? My God. So I told my dad I was going to get my certificate from school, true, so that I can follow up with the law school thing. She was in Akure, and no way was I going to leave Makurdi to Akure. So what I did, Jesus, how can I be confessing in public? So I got somebody in school to process the whole thing. So he expected me to go to Zaria for 3 days. I entered Zaria that day. Picked the certificate that was already processed that day. Headed to Kaduna, I entered Akure almost midnight. Woman. So I was in Akure, you know. She came to see me. We were eating. I cracked one joke. I didn't start today. She was laughing so hard. I said, welcome to the next level. We just got higher in this relationship. Because the reason people get inside and get disappointed is that there's too much packaging in this generation. Too much packaging. Somebody's using an iPhone and asking for urgent 2K. You are crazy. Me, I'm not using an iPhone. You're asking me for urgent 2K. Sell that phone. Buy Android. There's too much pressure in this generation. I married through crowdfunding. I'm not ashamed to say. They didn't call it crowdfunding then. Family married for me. I left my father's house 2 weeks to my wedding. He will be there. When I even got arrogant and was having problems with him, my pastor's wife called me, heard my ear. Your first child, first son. If your father does not marry for you, who should he marry for? What is he doing with his money? I said, thank you, mommy. I went back. Humility. What are you talking about? You want to show girl that you have car? You don't have car. You are an applicant. Thank God you can even take boat. Some people cannot afford boat. You can afford boat. You are an executive, careless person. What are you talking about? Any girl that cannot take you in your real place should go and rest. Mommy, I told my wife something. I know many of my contemporaries, they don't know how to enter economy again, but me, even if his engine will fly it. I do para-church ministry. I learn to do more with less. So when I see some people who have the more, I don't kill myself. Yes. The Bible says you have become fools comparing yourself one to another. Yes. I don't know the color of designer. It's now that God is helping me. You go to some places, they will give you some things. You don't realize this thing. In fact, they give me one watch when we went to do London Hangar. I don't even remove it from the park. I'm still afraid. I'm still afraid. Some perfume that they gave me. I see, wait, maybe when I'm going to see president or there's one worship meeting, I know I'll touch Elohim very well. I'll just pray it. You see, as I'm telling you, that's how it is. You're looking for human hair. Do you even know the person that cut it for? Maybe the person doesn't have sense. You want human hair before you're comfortable. Something's wrong with you. Human hair. The person is dead. You're wearing dead body hair. They'll be happy. I should wear designer before I'm fine. When I'm designed after the order of Elohim. What are you talking about? My dear sisters, I mean no harm, but there's a point you do make up to that is a revelation of your low self-esteem. So watch it. Makeup can be a revelation of your low self-esteem. Because you are fine anyway. Lagos! Glory to God! Father, I thank you. I'm teaching so well this morning. Hey, glory. Let's go back to the slides. Hey. Now, this is where the transition happens. Relationships ought to be rooted in divine purpose. All things were made for him, by him and for him. Oh, that's why I love those good old songs. All things were created. Do you know that song? They are and were created. Thou art worthy.
Thou art worthy, O Lord.
Worthy, O Lord, to receive glory, honor, and power.
And power.
For thou art created. All things are for thy pleasure. They are and were created.
That's taken from Colossians 1:15 to 20 something. All things were created by him and for him. Let me say this to you, every single person in the house particularly, God is more interested in your getting married than you are to get married. He has a purpose tied to it. And part of what blocks single people from getting married is that they become agitated and carry a load that belongs to God. You can't carry what belongs to God. By the grace of God, we have seen healings happen that I can't explain. Absolutely can't explain. Like, so somebody just, oh, that great man of God, great fire. I was just in the way and used by a sovereign God who knows the details of it. How can I explain how a lump left the body? From where? I've not even figured out how we fly. It's not too long ago I got comfortable with the thing. If not, I'll be praying tongues that are not from the Holy Spirit. Man, cussing, cutting, cutting, cussing, and I lie. Fear. Relationships ought to be rooted in a divine purpose. There are no relationships in God that are by mistake. If you look at the life of Jesus, God planted everybody where they were because he had something to do with them. Peter was there at the right time. So one of the things, I didn't come with it, but that's why we have the small booklet, the 15-day prayer course, the marital release. I realized that, oh my God, I don't know if they have mountains here where they bath people because they are looking for marriage. That's madness. At the point, I just realized madness was going on all around me. And as I prayed, the Lord just guided my heart to put that together, let people know how to pray. I just present myself ready. The Bible says in a great house, there are many vessels. Some are to honor and dishonor. But amazingly, the vessels were not conditioned in their original state, but the vessels conditioned themselves. He said, whosoever forges himself and does X, Y, Z, that's the one that's a vessel unto honor. There's a positioning. See, any time I put myself in a place where his divine purpose can be fulfilled, I'm accelerating his cooperation. That's what a lot of single people don't know. That's why I don't need my skirt to go up and my blouses to go down to be married. That's why I don't need to impress one more woman. I asked my wife out in Papa Dashmi clothes. You know, I tell people certain things, not because I want to turn attention to me, but so that we can pick out some principles. The first time I had a suit that was bought by me, for me, and my size was when I was going to the law school in 2008. Everything I used through university where I began to date that girl was something somebody wore and gave me to wear. You know, I say to a lot of people, sometimes your focus on you is actually a proof that you don't know who you are. The first time I got international passport in my life was 2011, with my son. The first time I made contact with a plane, not the one you see in the air, that was our experience in life. Hello, plane. Was 2010. So you went to tell a girl, you know, I just landed from Abuja. So, what next? That's why even the church is being affected by our capacity to focus on the mundane. Yeah, things. But if only in this world we have hope, we're hopeless people. There's something bigger. So the transition happens. See, let me tell you. I didn't bring form. If I brought form and make single people feel form, why they want to marry, you'd be amazed. What's the purpose God has for you in marriage? Because when you read through scripture, the purpose is very clear. So much is contained in scripture as to why. So right now you have, there's a name they call it. I can't remember the name because I'm not in that practice. People who want to be single by choice. So you say, I'm now ovulating. You find a man, give me belly. You say, because I love children. You don't love children, you're mad. You are mad. If you who are watching, repent. Malachi 2. Why did he bring them together? Because he desires godly seed. He begins to speak of adultery and faithfulness. Why? He wants to keep a union together. Because see, let me tell you, no pastor on earth can preach to my children bigger than our marriage is talking to them. Simple. So the dysfunction you want to carry into marriage with the children you claim you love. That's why in Africa, people just marry. 2 months has not passed. Somebody's already, I saw my period again. Oh my God, you will see the third one. You just want. Give me babies like Penina. How many things are we looking for so that we can answer them? Are you here for them?
Oh God.
Oh, my mates are married. No, that's not why he wants you to be married. Even my school daughters, I get to my, shut up. You're going out of alignment. You're telling him, I don't know why you want this for me. Oh, I give you praise. I know you have a purpose for me. And I'm ready to align to that purpose. And I'm not talking about lip service. I know you have a purpose for me. If I don't know the purpose, I'm going to search for that purpose in him. You didn't place this desire in me for nothing. Oh, then you take God through what he told you to take him through. Say, come, let's reason together. Say, dear Father, I don't mean to disturb your siesta just in case you chose to have one now. I know you don't sleep, you don't slumber. But I read in my Bible, in Isaiah 34, you said none of these ones will lack their mate. And you were not speaking to human beings. You were speaking to vultures and owls and all those birds. Hey, can we travel together, dear Father? Can we go to Matthew chapter 6? Oh, you say I should look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap. But my heavenly Father, you couldn't even identify yourself as their father. You still spoke about them and identified yourself as my own father. Hey, he said, are you not better than this? Okay, Lord, let's do some little legal analysis. Between Isaiah 34 and Matthew 6, I realized that I'm better placed than these guys that you promised will never lack their mate. Hey, and there's a purpose. Lord, you know you got me saved about 18 years ago. You know you got me filled with the Holy Spirit about 16 years ago. You know the journey you have brought me through. Dear Father, this desire in me, what do you want to do with it? What do you want me to do with it? There must be a purpose. The trainings, the desire, we are going somewhere. Lord, show me the path. Why? Your peace in life is dependent on what you have heard. That's why Philippians 4 will tell you, be anxious for nothing. When all things by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, make your requests known. Ah, and the peace of God. What is that peace? He said to you, calm down. That's why Jesus was so calm when Lazarus died, because he knew Lazarus was going to live. They misunderstood Jesus when he said, this sickness is not unto death. Jesus did not say Lazarus will not die. Please go and study English. Unto means this story will end with Lazarus being alive. So Jesus was in peace because of the word. I give you another one. Jesus said to them, let's go to the other side. When Jesus spoke, the other side was a reality he caught. So one day was a boisterous wind and they were bothered. Jesus looked at them and, excuse me, didn't you hear what I said? I said we are going to the other side. I didn't say we are going to drown. So the transition comes when you enter purpose. You know, getting married is not a contention or a war I'm fighting. It's that there's a purpose I'm plugging into. This is what will make them relocate your husband from that U.S. that he has jackpot to. They'll just post him back because you have aligned. You'll just be wondering, what happened? What did it happen? The Lord says, it's time. It's Lagos. On the mainland, precisely. And in the choir in Lighthouse, specifically. Glory to God! Somebody caught it. Let's run. Time is out of me. Now, understanding when, there are three key things you must understand. I'll just rush through this. All right? Three key things to understand about when. His written will. For example, the Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14, don't go there, just stay here. All right? We should not be unequally yoked. And I tell people there are two dimensions of being unequally yoked in this generation. There's unequal yoking with unbelievers. There's unequal yoking across denominations. They did not write that one in the Bible. I'm now giving you Acts, 3 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 1. Please, oh, please. I did not say anybody's church is not correct, but please, you better know what you are joining yourself to. Reduce our counseling, I beg in the name of God. Reduce our counseling. Please, you better know your conviction level. I married from another denomination, but she had essentially followed me in heart, in spirit, in body, in everything before the marriage happened. Hmm? Now, you begin to your own church, I begin to my own church, mumu. Right? So there's a specific will. Oh my God, actually, oh my God, he's not really saved, but his first name is Luke, his last name is Worm. Lukewarm. General instructions. There are things you cannot convince me again because they are written. It's in the Bible. You know, somebody was attacking me. My parents, their marriage was a success. I said, what do you call success? My mother is Muslim. My daddy is Christian. He did not disturb her. She did not disturb him. Mumu. That's why you are confused. The guy was arguing. I said, that's why you are confused. Because you don't know what the standard is. Let me say this to you. There are people, you should only see them as soul, not as spouse. You must be a wicked Christian to cohabit, marry, and live with an unbeliever that is going to hell. The only person being pleased is you, not God. You need to start seeing soul. And as I'm talking to you, let me tell you, this one now, all of us will collect this. What do they call that thing? We'll collect this one now. There are people in your office, you have become comfortable, they are going to hell. God help you. You are not talking, you are not praying. All of us don't collect. What do you want? Glory to God. Then a specific direction. Let me tell you. If you have not sorted the matter of hearing God, the matter of choosing spouse will be hard. Because even those of us that heard God, audible voice, dream, vision, trance, sometimes I look at the person and wonder, what are we doing here? And it did not start with us. Pastor, it didn't start with us. Let me confess. Please, can you just come? Let's do an illustration. This is John the Baptist. This is Jesus, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. Please walk from there so that we can describe you very well. My God. All this time. Oh, it's my corrupt that said time is a burden. Hi. A burden. It's not a spiritual thing. Be coming. This is the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. I'm not even worthy to touch his shoes and to unlatch it. Blah, 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 blah. You see? Assets are a burden too. So, can you get the point? So, hold him now. Hold him. Baptize him. You are holding him like that. So, he says, I'm not... Wait. Now. Oh. So, he's like, I'm not even worthy to touch his shoe, but you're holding him. Guess what? So he says, I'm not worried. Jesus said, do it. Let's move your righteousness. Baptize him. Whoa, bushum. Wait, bring him up. As he brought him up, heaven said, hey, this is my beloved son in whom I'm well. Please, John saw it all. But when they threw John in prison, John said, John said, I came here to identify him and to announce him. I saw the heavens open, but right now I can't remember whether it was the heaven or my imagination. This way you look at your wife and say, did I hear God? You heard God. Was I dreaming? Was I thinking? Was it my imagination? He sent a letter to Jesus, memo straight. They want to kill me. If you are not the one, let me look for how to escape. So that I'll go and look for the one. Because if I die and go to heaven without announcing the one, I'm in trouble. Now, here's the point. Here, Jesus said, oh, I'm not going to rebuke him for asking me questions. This is where married people miss it. When my wife or your spouse has doubts, answer with proof. So your wife should not come to you, baby, do you love me? Nonsense. Why did I buy you a car? Shut up, Oga. I love you. Answer. There is nobody who will marry even an angel and not run into doubt. Doubt is a function of your heart. Conviction is a function of your spirit. Learn to hear God. Thank you, guys. Thank you. Number three, understanding when is his wisdom. Wisdom is profitable to direct. The Bible says very clearly, you don't have to go there. Let's stay with this so that I can use the time left. Proverbs 4:7. It says, wisdom is the principal thing. Love is not the principal thing. See, I love my wife. But the vibe I create is a function of my wisdom. Now, vibe matter. Hey, we're seated at the program yesterday where we're ministering. And my wife did the transfer. She just realized, okay, did you send me money yesterday? I said, yeah. No, they say, when you say yeah, bro. He said, my enemy is trying me, let's see. My brothers, Allah is a love language. I didn't want to do it here, but let me just do it. All the men, bring out your phone. If you have a wife, bring out your phone. Please pause my time. This is an exercise, it's not my message. All the men, bring out your phone. Eva, stand next to your wife. Stand. Thank you. Stand. Stand next to your wife. You think marriage is cheap? Marriage is not so cheap. Please stand up next to your wife. Thank you. Where are the married men in this house? Let's show the singles what they are missing. Please stand up. Pastor has stood up. Where are the other married men? Transfer something. Give an offering unto your wife. Offering time. Offering time. My sisters. Sisters, bring out your phone. Once you see the alarm, shout praise the Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. If you are in a committed relationship, stand up. All the brothers that are in courtship, stand up. Glory to God. Transfer something. Hallelujah! No network problem. No network problem. All right, let's finish. Let's finish. Thank you. Thank you. Find the other slide. Next slide. Who? Finally. My God, time is a burden. The power of knowing who not to in this world, who's not an option, is what you need to know here. See, exclusion is how you narrow down options. Let me tell you, yeah? Do I have more hallelujahs? Oh my God! Online people. You are married. Perform. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope with these few points of mine, God bless you. Thank you, sir.
This message is brought to you by the Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,